Today is Thursday, January 2nd. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Authorities in New Lisbon continue to search for a man they believe was involved in the death of two juveniles and a woman on December 30th. According to the New Lisbon Police Department, a juvenile was reported missing from Monroe County on December 30th around 7:40 in the morning. Police began to search for the missing person when they discovered a second juvenile was also missing from New Lisbon. Around 4:30 p.m., police say they found both juveniles and an adult woman dead inside a home on the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon. Authorities are currently looking for a person of interest believed to be involved in the deaths. He is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 150 pounds. Anyone with information is encouraged to call 911. Officials say they have activated their crisis response team and are communicating with school districts to provide counseling resources as needed. The two victims of the Abundant Life school shooting, who were in critical condition now, have been upgraded to fair condition. In a statement released by UW Health, their families said they were grateful for the respect of their privacy and thanked American Family Children's Hospital. 4 others were shot. They were all released from the hospital the week of the shooting. A reminder that the Abundant Life Christian School Recovery Fund is still active. You can find a link on the United Way of Dane County's website. Why nearly 200 ballots went uncounted on Election Day in Madison will be scrutinized. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has a special meeting scheduled for this morning. The 6-member commission will consider an investigation of City of Madison Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell regarding 193 unaccounted absentee ballots for the November 5th general election. Just over a week ago, the clerk's office said the uncounted ballots from 2 wards were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The Elections Commission wasn't informed until December 18th, and the office of Madison Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway only found out when the commission notified the city attorney. Regulation of AI could be on the agenda for state lawmakers. Senator Julian Bradley co-chaired a study committee which held monthly hearings beginning in July. Bradley said they wanted to hear from the people that are utilizing this technology on a regular basis to make sure that their viewpoint and the viewpoint of those that is going to touch on a daily basis is heavily noted in anything that lawmakers take forward. The panel did not propose legislation, but does recommend a permanent committee on AI. Bradley said our interactions with AI technology will only increase. Governor Tony Evers and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss also organized AI task forces last year. State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu is ready to get to work in Madison. The Utsburg Republican said the most important thing that lawmakers do every session is a budget. Governor Tony Evers will introduce his budget at some point in February. LeMahieu said leaders have been working with Evers on a date for a State of the State address and the budget address. The Republican leader tells WOMT Radio in Manitowoc that providing tax relief from the state's budget surplus of over $4 million remains a priority. The new legislative session begins next week. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles says they were plenty busy in 2024. Administrator Tommy Winkler says the DMV conducted nearly 2.3 million transactions, including over 922,000 vehicle registration and title transactions, and more than 928,000 driver license and identification cards. The DMV opened 2 new centralized emissions testing facilities, one in Oak Creek and one in Brown Deer. The DMV is also updated the motorist handbook and added 3 new specialty license plates in 2024. Democrats have repeated a talking point that 83% of Donald Trump's 2017 tax cuts benefited the top 1%, but that's not quite right. Here's Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young with a fact check.
Higher-income Americans saw significant savings from the 2017 tax law signed by President Donald Trump, but the top 1% have not received 83% of the benefits, as U.S. Representative Mark Pocan recently claimed. The Tax Policy Center projected the top 1% will receive 25% of the tax cut in 2025 and 83% by 2027, but that's after most individual cuts expire. Corporate tax cuts benefiting wealthier individuals would remain. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says a tax cut will be on the Republican agenda in the next legislative session. Incoming 87th Assembly District Representative Brent Jacobson says he's on board with the reduction in the state income tax as part of the new two-year budget, including cuts on retirement benefits and middle-class earners.
If you're married, filing jointly is like income between $33,000 and like $400,000. A lot of people fall in that range. And if you can give them a tax break, again, that's more money going back into the economy or saving for retirement.
Jacobson says tax breaks are appropriate at a time when prices have surged. He feels voters sent a message to the state Democratic Party in the last election, and Governor Tony Evers should listen. Last summer, Evers signed a budget that cuts income taxes by $175 million over the next 2 years, a fraction of what Republican lawmakers had proposed. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, on Monday, January 6, starting at 5:30. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring a guest speaker. Betsy Raisler is the Drug-Free Communities Project Director for Partners for Prevention of Richland County.
This particular program is aimed at helping parents and other caregivers identify strengths in their children and in themselves. She has a tool that she will allow each participant to get a hold of, and they'll discover their strengths within the context of this community dinner. So that will be held on January 6th. That's a Monday night at the Richland School District in the West Commons. We'll have seating for the dinner outside the auditorium, and then the speaker will be in the auditorium.
The program speaker will inform those in attendance on how to identify and build strengths.
The speaker, her name is Mary Gugisberg. She's a parent coach, and she also is skilled at helping people do their own assessment of their own strengths, and then to help people identify strengths in their children so that they can build up their strengths and focus on their God-given talents that they've been born with. So this is an effort at increasing the protective factors, the support for parents, the support for kids in the community.
Mary Gugisberg gives an insight on what to expect when she speaks at the event.
First, let me tell you the name of the event. It's a community that cares. Use your strengths, create a community of belonging. And it's the opportunity to use a tool called Values in Action, short to VIA. And it's a framework that really celebrates individual strengths. And how do we live those strengths? How do those strengths show up in what we do every day? And then for parents and caregivers and all of us working with young people, how do we see those strengths and really celebrate the strengths? A lot of folks, we go to the negative, like we catch our kids doing wrong. And what I call out is catch your kids doing right. And we do that by celebrating who they are at their inside, at their core.
Betsy Raisler encourages everyone to attend, even if you do not have children. Registration to attend deadline is today.
There's a QR code in the posters you see on social media. It'll also be in the paper, but you can also call to register. No problem. You don't need to use that fancy QR code. My number is area code 608-647-6131, extension 1516. If you don't get me, please leave a message and let me know who's coming. It's completely free. We have several really nice grants, state, local, and federal grants that we are using to put on this event for the community. Our goal is to have 100 people at the dinner. So if you can register quickly, that would be wonderful. We intend to have 4 different raffle opportunities, incentives for getting you there. So register quickly, get your name in and let us know you're coming, and then be present that night when we do the raffle.
Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons Monday at 5:30. Be sure to register today by calling 608-647-6151, extension 1516, or you can visit the WRCO Facebook page for a link to register.